Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Life, Love, and Wellness on the Sandy Rogers Show, and it's True Close Tuesdays, and I am thankful that you're with us tonight. You know, I get so excited every Tuesday. It's like I get to present to the world the best experts in their chosen field, and so it is with such great pleasure that I bring the show to you every week. And again, you know, this is my treat of the week, so thank you. And as we do each week, we have a couple of things that we do to start ourselves in to the energy, to make sure that, you know, we're all vibing on the same plane, so to speak. And so what we first do here on the Life, Love, and Wellness is we give thanks to our ancestors. We give thanks to our ancestors for always being with us, and especially on Tuesdays as we discuss issues that are not ordinarily talked about in an open setting, you know, where people feel free enough to talk about those subjects that are dear to their heart, but they find an audience is not likely coming forth that they can share with. So ancestors, we thank you for giving us the strength and the courage to bring these subjects up and out and open to the public. And we stand on your shoulders for our strength. And we know and we trust that you got our backs as we move forward. So ancestors, we love you now, and we love you forever and ever and ever. Ashe, ashe to our ancestors. And next we do an inspirational to anchor ourselves in positive energy with an affirmative reading. And these are sometimes referred as a prayer. And so what I'm reading from is my daily inspirational messages that you can find at revsandy.wordpress.com. And they'll, if you choose, you can log in and subscribe, and they will be delivered to your email address every day. So this particular one for today, even, so you know the universe is just always so magical, is actually entitled Breakthrough. Today I awake feeling like a creator because I am. Today I set my action into motion with my pure sheer passion to accomplish that which has been driving me all this time. I know what my passion is, and I go forth with it like a locomotive loose on a rail track. I am unstoppable. I pursue and I accomplish. I am crystal clear about my dreams and goals. I'll break through to my passion today. I am ready. I am set. And I go all the way this time. There is nothing holding me back. I finally get it. I am the only one who can move me or stop me. I cannot, in good consciousness, blame my lack of success on anything outside of me. I am the only one who will make my dreams and goals come true. But you know what? God has given me this dream and my goals, along with the emotion of passion and I am so extremely excited. I can feel myself reaching the finish line. I feel the rush of adrenaline flowing through my veins. I have gotten a fresh breath and feel with enough oxygen to last the long run. I am my best cheering squad. Okay, God, let's go for the gusto with all that we have. I am ready for my breakthrough. And again, if you'd like, you can find that at RevSandy, RevSandy.wordpress.com. And so that gives us our foundation for today. So it's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So tonight's show is called Taking Matters into Her Own Hands. And our special featured guest is Kaylin Young. And I am so excited to have this young lady come on and share with us because she broke through and she lives her life every day with passion to fulfill what she has defined as her purpose in life. And I know she has so many gems and nuggets to share with us tonight that we can carry on for ourselves to be able to do the same thing that she has done. So, you know, guests, I always invite you to be a part of the discussion, and all comments are welcome. And we attempt to have every voice be a part of the discussion, but you can't wait until the last minute. So hopefully once we get started, though, it seems like we just go and go and go. And I forget to remind you guys. So I'm going to make the announcement now. Hopefully I'll come back and remind you again. But anyway, our call-in number here to the show is 516-531-9819, and if you would press 1 on your dial, that would let me know you want to speak live on air. And then once I open up your mic, if you'd just be very, very sensitive to your background noise, because the mics from the radio just picks up everything. So you may not think that there's any noise in your background, but put your phones on mute if you're not speaking, and that way we'll have a clearer production, and so that when people go back in to listen to the rebroadcast, it'll be the best quality. So thank you so much for being with us. We're going to take a quick break. Oh, let me just give you this right quick. So in case you ever do want to go back and listen to a rebroadcast, you can do that at www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers, SandyRogers. So I always like to spell it out because a lot of people forget that D in the last name. So you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back and bring on our super guest. And I know, like I said, you're going to enjoy the discussion tonight on taking matters into her own hands. We'll be right back, you guys.
That you will see that I'll be transparent, ain't got nothing to hide. Tell me what it is that you wanna see when you look at me. Cause it seems sometimes you may not understand all that I do. I do my best every day just to show you who I am, and I'm sure that you will see that I'm
Best Part of Me by my nephew Anthony A.K. King, and you can find his music at that AnthonyAKKing.com. Best Part of Me. That song just reminded me of what I've been able to glimpse of Kaylin Young and her desire to produce such a pure and excellent product to the world. And it demonstrates the love that she has for herself and the love that she has for her child, who also happened to have the same symptoms or express the same type of sensitivity to products. And so we're going to bring Kaylin on in just a few moments. I just wanted to say welcome back to the audience. And this is Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And again, I would invite you to be a part of the live discussion. Our call-in number here is 516-531-9819, and you would just simply press 1 to let us know you want to speak live on air with us. And once again, tonight's show is called Taking Matters into Her Own Hands. And our special, talented, just very loving, holistically minded lover of humanity, Ms. Kaylin Young. Are you, Kaylin, are you with us?
Hi. Hey. I am. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay.
Thank you for being with us. I am at my seasonal job,
but I'm on break. So I'm like, let me get everything done at one time. I hope the background isn't too loud. But I'm so glad to be on the show.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Man, I'm excited that you're here with us. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes, I'm so glad to be here. So I am Kaylin. I call myself a holistic enthusiast. I have been working with myself holistically since I was in seventh grade, about 2001. When I went to junior high school, I started to develop these severe headaches and migraines. And I went and did a sleep study at Georgetown Hospital, and I was lucky to just find a doctor that was into holistic wellness and told me the benefits of essential oils. And that's when I first got my tap into the holistic world. I started using essential oils for my headaches and migraines. But then, of course, how everything does, you kind of die off with things and they pick back up when you need to use them and need them. So that's how I was doing with that, like throughout junior high school, throughout high school. Because nobody was really talking about essential oils, to be honest. So it was like,
right.
I was probably like a little shy, intimidated to keep pulling out my little roll-on bottle and keep putting it on my head. So it was something that I had to develop a routine for and to do for myself and realize the benefits of it. Then I fast forward to 2012, and I have this newborn daughter who was born with, I say, the most sensitive skin ever. Like, my daughter was allergic to diapers. She was allergic to every brand of diapers that was out there. And a new mom at 23, 24, cloth diapers are not that fun. I was stuck in the house a lot because my daughter was in cloth diapers. So I then spoke to my grandmother, who told me I needed to make her some butt paste. And she gave me, like, shea butter and used rosehip oil. And I was like, oh, rosehip? I never heard of rosehip. And my grandma, she got me hip to some more herbs and stuff to start mixing and playing with. So I created my first butt paste and like Vaseline diaper rash for my daughter, and then it just kind of went off. I was like, well, what else can I make to help her, to help me, to help her skin, to help me stay out the store and save some money, because I started like buying all this crazy stuff at this point. I'm
right.
Like, what can I make? But it was a great benefit to be in my own space, to be mixing up different herbs and shea butters and essential oils, and to be truly knowing what my body needed, what my skin needed, what my daughter's skin needed, instead of wasting money on all these pastes and stuff that was in the store that actually, once you read it, is a bunch of ingredients that you can't even pronounce. So it's like, why am I putting this on my skin? Why am I putting this in my body? I don't even know what this is. Like, I really had this epiphany. I was like, why does skin and beauty stuff have so many ingredients in it? Like, it should be simple. I should know what's in it. So I literally just was like, I got to make our own stuff. If I don't, like, her skin is going to continue to break out and be fun.
You're breaking up a little bit. Hey, Kaylin, did we lose you?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, there you are.
It came to a point of time I was like, I have to be consistent with these products, concoctions I was calling them, for me and my daughter to better our health overall and to not be putting so much stuff in our skin that I really just didn't know. So,
right.
I'm sorry. I know that was very long, but that's how I got here.
No, it was not long at all. Thank you for sharing that. And I was laughing as you were sharing your story. because that's all we used was cloth diapers, you know, prior to
right.
75. And when they came out, because that was the year I had my son, and when they came out, he could not wear them, you know, because he couldn't take all the chemicals or whatever else was in those things. And, you know, a lot of people just do it with no thought, you know, for what
right.
may be in them. And it's just like, you know, sanitary products for women, you know, they're full of
yes.
chemicals and toxins as well. So, you know.
Yes.
I
hope all my
yeah.
women listening are using 100% cotton tampons, pads, or the cup. They have so many different ways for you now to take care of yourself, and we definitely need to use them and benefit from it.
Right, right. And I'm always impressed when you guys, you know, are doing it at a young age like you are, because see, I didn't have the knowledge when I was having the fibroid tumors and stuff, and the, you know, the shedding those big clots of blood every month and things
mm-hmm.
like that. And so I had a hysterectomy, but had I known or had somebody said, well, you know, it's from the Tampax that you're using, I could have stopped. You know, I could have saved my own
right.
self. But yeah, yeah. And that's why it's important that we share this knowledge, you know, with others.
It's very important, especially for women, and I say especially for, I know a lot of people are saying it, but for the culture, we definitely need to come together and be spreading more.
I'm not sure what's going on, but your phone is cutting in and out. Okay, so we're having a little difficulties with Kaylin's phone, but you know, our skin is our the largest organ in our in the human body, and so whatever you are putting on the skin is being absorbed into your entire body, right? So we want to make sure that we understand that that can have more effect on us than most other products that we may use. But that would be the same thing, you know, like we were talking about with the personal products for women. And the damage it could do to our skin and to our bodies in as a general rule. So we got Kaylin back. She had dropped, actually. So
yes,
hopefully
so sorry.
The connection is there.
Failed out of nowhere.
Hey, but look, mine was doing the same thing, and it was like right at the time for the show to start, right? And I was like, oh, my God, come on, don't do this now. We got to have the show.
I apologize. I hope it doesn't drop again, but you're definitely right. We need these spaces. We need to share the knowledge. People should know how to take care of themselves, like just properly. A lot of people are just following things that we see instead of doing
yes.
our own research and stuff. And you could definitely, like, I hate to say it this way, but you could be killing yourself following these
well, we are.
And gimmicks yeah. and stuff, and you're not properly taking care of yourself and your body. Like, your body is a temple. Like, I hate to use the cliche thing, but your body is definitely a temple, and we definitely need to be taking care of it in a more wholesome way, a more holistic
yeah.
way.
Yeah. And never
natural
be
way. Like,
that.
To be honest,
yeah.
it's just natural. A lot of things that we're doing day to day, people don't realize it's so unnatural. Like, you just programmed yourself to follow something that was so unnatural that you don't even need, that's not going to benefit you internally, mentally, physically. You're just doing it because it's a fad, and we need to get out of fad and really
oh my God,
get into
yeah.
the care, like self-care. I say it all the time. If you speak to me, if you're on my website, if you're on my Instagram, you will see me post all the time that self-care isn't selfish. Like, if you are not taking care of yourself, as they say, if your cup is empty, how can you pour it to others?
Exactly, exactly. And I'm just loving what you're saying, you know, because, like, when I was in my early 20s and, you know, late teens, whatever, you know, of course, when you first get into makeup, you know, you want to be looking like everybody else and, you know, or
right.
cuter, actually, right? You want to be cuter than everybody. But it wasn't the same, you know, like, maybe we had mascara and some lipstick back then, you know, or some eyeliner. But now, you know, and so then we did kind of graduate to the false lashes and things, but not to the extent that they are now. And it's like what I see as an older, more mature person out in the world, what I mm-hmm. see, especially with women, is that they look so false. And they look so made up.
I was about to say, it's just false.
It's
me,
crazy,
I hate to
though.
Say it like
yeah.
that, but it's like, yeah, we live in a facade, as I tell people. Like, people are honestly living in a facade. We're living in this false world where the fakest things are accepted. And it's just like,
yeah.
how did we even get here?
Exactly.
How did we
exactly.
get here?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that the conditioning has taken a long time, but it appears that it is working a lot better now than what it has in the past. So, how is your message being received by your generation Do the young ladies, do they listen? Do they accept what you have to share with them?
I have the women who listen to me and they're eager to like for me to give them a routine. They want to talk to me. They want to know how they can implement some different things in their life. I do. And then I have some people who are just like standoffish. Like they don't like, they're like, oh, I hate the smell of essential oils. Like, oh, I don't take baths. Like I get the weirdest stuff coming up to me. And I'm like, you don't take baths? They're like, no, I only take showers. I'm like, oh, okay. But, you know, I have other things that, you know, you can use. I have incense. I have sugar scrubs that I believe, like, are still self-care. They're still something that I say you can use with intention, even if you don't, like, you want to do a spiritual bath. Like, anything that you're doing with your day-to-day life, as long as you speak on it, you speak it into existence, mm-hmm. you go speak with intention while you're doing it, it is a self-care. It is a routine. Whatever you can do to help you better yourself, to feel good about
right.
yourself. Like, I know we have days where it's just like, ugh, I don't want to do nothing. But I believe that if you have a routine of self-care, like, it will help you get out of certain moods. Like, it will just help going. I got to do this.
Exactly, right? Right? Like, it's like prayer and meditation.
It's a great feeling. We do it too. I'm glad I got it done. I'm glad I did that. I'm glad that a part of my routine.
You're cutting in and out again, Kaylin. Okay, so what I'm going to do, audience, is I'm going to play a record. A piece of music, and then I'm going to kind of go offline. And Kaylin, I'm gonna call you and hook you in. So you guys enjoy this this music, and we'll be right back. You know, there's always a way to make this thing work. When we be talking about subjects that are really meaningful, y'all know that's when stuff start acting up. So just hang with us. We'll be right back.
It's all
righty. That was Respect Yourself with the Staples Singers and I'm Every Woman. That was what I played earlier. I've been trying to reach our guest, and so you guys know how this cell phones and these cell towers and all of that stuff. So we're going to just wait for her to give us a call back. I've made several calls to her, and it goes directly to her voicemail. So let's see what happens. Well, I have one of our callers that have been waiting very patiently for me to open up the line. So, Miss Madeline, you're on with us, darling.
Well, hi, Sandy.
How are you doing? I'm good.
Good. Yeah, the phones are amazing when, you know, we have a love-hate relationship with this. With all this technology, you know, when it works great, we don't think about it. When it breaks down, we want to throw it across the room.
That's true. That's true. And I still say that there's some method through the madness. You know, there's somebody that's creating, I'm going to say, our problems and difficulties with having clear communication with one another. It's like I've been very mindful and very conscious of what I post on Facebook because, you know, they're very quick to put me in Facebook jail. And this morning, as I was posting my shows, it just said, you know, you're restricted. But it wasn't for a week, and that's what it had been in the past. They've restricted me for a whole month, you know, and I'm just like, you know, this is the craziest thing in the world. So I get real frustrated with technology and the control that we allow, you know, these different arms of technology to have over us. So,
yeah.
All right, I'm finished with my rant. What's going on in your world?
Oh, it's been a very emotional day today, very fascinating, because I didn't get to be with my family for my birthday and Thanksgiving like I have been because of cars. Well, thank you. With cars breaking down, and it was very clear communication that I wasn't supposed to leave when I wanted to leave. So, yeah, it's also very clear to me that, you know, even though I have desires and wants, when they're not appropriate, when God, Source, whatever everybody's comfortable calling it, a higher being, is ready for me to receive, then it'll appear. And until then, it's just a want or a desire. And so it's also fascinating. It truly is just being a witness of life and how we interpret what it is that approaches into our sphere of consciousness, you know, like being blackballed for a whole month, you know, it's like, what?
Right. Right.
Like, oh, come on, right. People.
Yeah.
You know, the control factors are just, they're insane. These people are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I removed myself from Facebook months and months ago. I said, I'm not playing their game. I am not playing their game.
And you know, they're actually just providing me with proof that perhaps, you know, going back and communicating in the old-fashioned manner, you know, with sending emails and doing a different type of outreach to people may be the best thing. You know, maybe that's the audience of people that I really need to be talking to. So it's given me some food for thought, you know, because I thought at one time it was because I post so much from some doctors that go against the grain of who the larger companies endorse, you know, like WebMD, and who's not really, they don't really give you medical advice. It's, you know, what's the best thing for the pharmaceutical companies and things. And so anybody that talks against them and talks against vaccines, then, you know, they're blackballed. And if you Google something, their information is never going to come up on the search page. And so it's just interesting. But I was real. I have been very, very careful not to post anything from Dr. Marcola and Michael Greger. You know, I've stayed away, but it doesn't matter. You know, and that really irritated me this morning. I was furious, man. Like, oh, you guys are, ooh, okay. No. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah, earlier when you were talking about, you know, diapers and stuff, and
my
children grew up with cloth diapers, and because my oldest son is 58, so there was no disposable diapers then.
Right.
But my fourth child was born in 1971, and that's when disposable diapers first came, and I did use them with her. And if I could do a redo, I wouldn't have used them at all. But, you know, I really believed that the doctors had more information than I did. So I believed them. I mean,
I believed them
to the point where the doctor told me that formula was better than breast milk. And
yeah.
I believed them. And all my friends who were having babies at the same time, we believed the doctors.
Yeah, yeah.
And none of the children
are
healthy.
The doctors have the magical whatever it was to, you know, to get you to listen to what it is that they wanted you to do. I wasn't sure what year that was with the disposable diapers. But I do know, and I wanted to get more into the conversation with Kaylin about, she said she had to stay home. I just thought that was funny, you know, because, like, for me, I breastfed and used cloth diapers with my son, and we never, you know, stayed in because of either one of those situations. We moved around freely, but it's a different world now, you know.
Yeah. When she said that, it was like, why? Why did you?
I know, right?
What had you? Yeah. It's a good question that have an answer to. The curiosity. What there had to have been other things that were going on for her and her baby girl, for her to have to stay home.
Because even breastfeeding, you know, I was never embarrassed by any of that, you know. Like, some of my friends would be, Sandy, you out doing what? I'm like, look, he hungry. I got to feed
him. That's right.
You know? So,
that's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez, if we were out in the bush, we wouldn't have any of that conversation, you know.
No, because we would not have been programmed to even be self-conscious or to be thinking that it was unnatural. And that's what's happening with the young people of today. You know, they think that these, I call them trees, because that's what it looked like on a lot of these ladies' eyelids. You know, they'd be so far out and they'd be so thick. You know, they're not their lashes, but, you know, they wear these things, and their face is just so so blemish free, you know. So, and I think that came from when they started doing the airbrush makeup on the face. You know, I just was staring at this person earlier today because it was just so amazing to me. I was like, you look like a doll or something. And I don't mean that, you know, like in a very positive manner. And I don't really mean it in a very negative manner, but they don't look real. You know, they don't look natural. They don't look, and they think it's cute. That's what I think flabbergasts me.
Doing the facelifts and peels, and it's like, oh my gosh! I mean, God gave you this beautiful body. Why do you think you need to alter it? It's just like, you know, them cutting down the forests because man thinks he knows better than Mother Nature. you know, the whole system. There are times, Sandy, I get so crazed. It's like I really feel like a stranger in a strange land because all that is coming down and all that is being done to this gorgeous, beautiful planet, it's like the people are barbaric, really. I mean, to send young people off to kill other young people, I mean, that is the most insane thing I've ever heard in my life.
It is. It is. And we
don't even know each other.
Exactly. And we don't even care, you know, when the individuals come back. And so they've had to suffer through this complete opposite mental conditioning from being raised in, you know, in a country that says don't kill. And if you kill, you know, you're going to get killed or you're going to go to jail, prison, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, when it's justified, they, you know, it's okay. But that has to do something to the psyche of the individual that's over there, you know, in combat and going through the experience of all of that. I just, you know, sometimes I just sit and just reflect back on that. And I think it's a god-awful situation that we find ourselves in. And, you know, so the concept is, you know, they're fighting to protect our country, but to protect us from who, what, and, you know, what, how many lives, not what, but how many lives are being negatively impacted from this situation that you got going. So, you know, I just think that we need to begin questioning everything that we are now accepting as the truth because somebody else said it, you know. And so I don't want you guys to believe everything I say. You know, that's why I don't go, like, way out on the limb and stuff. I'll stop short. Like, go do your own research, you know, do your own checking and stuff. Madeline, you would have loved this. I had a conversation with a young lady earlier, and I'm going to have to change the dynamics in case she's listening because I really don't want to put her on blast and I don't want her to feel bad. So we were talking about high blood pressure and how it can be controlled with the foods that you eat. And what, you know, what you consume, and that the processed foods and the chemicals and things like that all add to the increase in having those symptoms develop in your body. And so I was saying, you know, I've had high blood pressure before, and I was just blessed to have a doctor that said you can either walk and drink more water and do this. This was a long time ago. you know, it wasn't all the bad water with the chemicals and stuff like that. And so I chose the alternative method that the doctor gave me. And sure enough, when I went back for a checkup, my blood pressure had normalized and I was all good. So, and then I was saying that I know now that my health, the reason why I have excellent health and on nobody's medications and things like that is because of what I choose to eat. And then she was like, yeah, I get it, and I understand. And that's what I'm trying to do too. And then she goes and she tells me, she says, and I was given this gift of this powder, and you just mix it in water and it gives you everything that you need. And I was like, wow, everything I just said, she didn't hear it. So, you know, that's kind of where I am, is wanting to find the right words to use so that people understand that health is not in a pre-mixed concoction. It's in food, and food is what the Creator, what God, Allah, the Most High, love, what, like you, Madeline, whatever you choose to call that energy,
All right. of that was created before we were created so that we could take care of ourselves, of our body, by eating what was prepared for us. But we now believe that the people in the laboratories with all the toxins and chemicals, they know better. And you know, what they do, because they are telling you, well, we got this vitamin and that mineral and that in it. This is what you need. We forget that the original fast food was a piece of fruit.
Right.
Or, yeah, right, right. So,
yes, yes. And whatever was in season, because whatever grew on the trees is what you were able to pick and eat.
Oh, I know. I think I just opened up Star's line. And so Star and I were talking about this last week, I think it was, that, like, you can still buy watermelons. And they're
Where's it coming from?
Everywhere. Yeah.
But where's it coming? Where's it being grown? And how long did it take from the time it was grown to the time it got to you?
Yeah.
You have no clue how long it's been on the truck or the train or however it came across country, and where's it grown?
Exactly.
You know, if it's not local in your community, don't eat it.
Yep.
If it's not available growing in your own community, don't eat it.
And that's a simple rule to follow.
Yeah, and something else that I watched yesterday, it's earthing.
Yes.
Walking barefoot in the earth, the healing that goes on from walking barefoot in the earth is
mm-hmm.
amazing. There was
mm-hmm.
an hour and a half documentary I watched yesterday called Earthing. It blew my socks off. If I don't have your email, I'd send you the link.
I've seen one. Was it like in Canada or something? And the guy slept in the wintertime on the earth under his house, and then the whole community started doing it? Okay.
No.
Earthing and grounding are the same thing. But please do.
Text me your email. Just text it to me,
okay.
And then I'll have it. And
okay.
Yeah, there was Dr. Margola was a speaker. There were scientists speaking. There's a lot of substantiality that is not debatable through earthing and just
right.
being in the walking in the earth. And
yes.
we wear these shoes that are rubber, so we've got
yep.
this rubber in between Mother Earth and our body.
Yes. Yeah.
It's nutso. It's nutso.
Yeah.
I mean, the only reason
yeah.
I'm wearing shoes now is because it's bloody cold. Because when it's warm out, I don't wear shoes.
But when you have the leather sole, it can still penetrate into the body. And see, that's what I'm saying. I know you guys think I'm a
conspiracy theorist.
Right. Yeah.
No,
so,
you're not.
But
well, if you are, I am.
But somebody knows this stuff. You know what I'm saying? We're not the only ones, or we haven't gone out and done the research on this stuff. So somebody knows that when you break a person's connection with Mother Earth, that they lose that power from the universe, from God, from the Creator. Because as long as it comes into you, you're filled with it. When I do extended fast, there are times that my energy is so high that I've got to go and hug a tree in order for my energy to come down to a level that I can comfortably work with. And so, some people call it grounding, some people call it earthing, but it is one of the most restorative and relaxing things you can do. And if you don't want to walk in the earth, you can sit on a bench in the park or something and just put your bare feet on the ground. You just want to touch
right.
the ground. You want to make connection with the earth, with Mother Earth.
Yeah. Today I went and put
And I went down to the river and just stood barefoot in the river, even though it was cold.
Oh, excellent.
You know, I just stood there until my feet got numb, so I wasn't cold anymore. But I just stood there, and it was about 42 degrees. The air was about 42 degrees, so I don't know what the water was, but it didn't matter because it was my body. I was actually going to the market to get some food, and as I'm driving down the road, I hear, go to the river. It's like, oh, okay, I go to the river.
That's cold.
Because that's
what
it's cold to do. So, it's amazing when you're connected, whether you're walking on the earth or hugging a tree or just power walking for a block or two, whatever it is to get your body moving, it's mandatory. You can't sit for 8 hours. You can't. Your body is screaming at you.
Yeah. Because, you know, and that's one of the reasons why I love gardening so much, you know. Putting your hands down in that soil. They call it soil. To me, it's still dirt. I don't know. You know, I get corrected all the time. Star, is that you? Because I hear some star.
Yes. I was getting ready to put myself on mute because I was getting ready to chop up some garlic. Hi. Hey, how's everybody
this evening? Hi, Star.
Yes, and Sandy. So, yes, I have been patiently waiting because so many subjects I wanted to jump in there, but now you passed them up. So I have been wanting in a very safe place where I wouldn't get beat up by a bunch of irate women to talk about the fantasy that they live every day. And you talked about it earlier, Sandy, with the long eyelashes. It looks like they're wearing caterpillars on their eyes.
Yeah.
Spiders, something, you know. Some of the eyelashes are so incredibly long. It's like you can't, in your wildest imagination, think that this looks natural. You know? You freaking look ridiculous, okay? And I can't keep my eyes off of you, not because you're ravishingly beautiful, but because you are so fake and phony looking. And I, you know, had to question myself as to was I being too critical and, you know, just maybe not kind. I had to think back to when I was around 21 years old, and I know exactly, it was 21 because I had just started being able to go into the clubs. And at that time, I had my wig and my micro mini dress on and my eyelashes. And I can remember painstakingly getting those eyelashes on. And I got pretty good at it, too. I really did. And I think I wore them for maybe like about 5 months until the guy that I was going with that eventually became my husband said, you ain't going with me nowhere looking like that. So that was the end of that.
Oh, really?
But yeah, he did. He did.
Wow.
And so, you know, I guess I appreciate it because when you are in the costume, obviously you think you're looking good.
Yeah.
So not everybody has enough nerve or loves you enough to say, well, maybe she'll get mad and won't speak to me anymore, but I think she needs to hear this. You know, when you have on a blonde wig that looks like the dogs took it and fought over it for, you know, 15 minutes, you know. But you think with your blonde wig that looks like it's been tattered and torn, and your eyelashes that's about an inch long, you know, I mean, it's like hilarious, you know. And I can only wonder what people from other races, when they look at us, what they're actually thinking. What's their thought? So,
but, you know, Star, that goes across the board, though. That's just not one race of people because you got, you know, the individuals that want to be stark white, and so they're doing the skin bleaching and, you know, they have all the implants and whatever, and they're going for the sun, the tanning beds and all of that stuff. So I think it's, and I'm going to let you have it again, but I think it's the beauty industry that keeps changing what is defined as beauty, that have women wanting something that they don't have.
Absolutely. Yep. Yes, yep. Absolutely. Yep. And, of course, yep. We know that that's all to sell products. We know yep. this, you know.
Yeah.
And I can remember my first real aha about makeup. I was best friends with a young lady that was a raving, and she was beautiful, just naturally. And she started shaving her eyebrows off and then using the pencil, the eyebrow pencil, to make her own eyebrows. And she'd wear lipstick, and then she would have to take it off inside of her coat before she got home from school. So her mother wouldn't know she was wearing makeup. Well, about 10 years, well, no, not that long, about 5 years past that, I spent a week with her. And when she would wake up without her makeup, she actually changed where she was now ugly. I mean, she looked like a monster because she
wow.
hadn't gotten up and put her face on.
Wow.
The only way to become that beautiful person now, which she was naturally before, she had to put on her face. And I have always had a real problem with makeup. I always felt like, well, if I die, they won't know what I really look like. I guess I could get pictures or something and draw my face in. But that has always been a deterrent for me actually putting makeup on. And probably to a lot of people, I'm Miss Plain Jane. But I'm me. I'm naturally who I am. And I'm okay with it, because this is, when I look in the mirror, this is who I'm used to seeing, is this person. Whether or not it's 10 o'clock at night and I haven't taken my makeup off, or it's 9 o'clock in the morning and I haven't, you know, and I'm just getting ready to leave out, I still look like Star. And
right.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
And, you know, Star,
coming from
Los Angeles, you know, makeup was a thing that I had to put on every day. You know, I didn't leave out the house. Maybe over the weekend I didn't do makeup, but, you know, during the week and taking care of business, because I called it being professional. And so that was the term which made it okay for me to do that. And I don't know if I really thought a lot about it. I just did it. I didn't do the shaving. And so there's 2 points I want to make. But I know that when I got to Georgia and I started wearing makeup less and less and less, I felt prettier and prettier and prettier. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't have the need to define myself by how much makeup that I have on. And it was funny, because some of my nieces now wear an exaggerated, to me, amount of makeup. And they'd be like, well, Auntie Sandy, we got it from you, and we just copying after you. And I was like, wow, is that what I look like to myself? You know, I don't put them down or anything like that. But, and so it's what a person sees when they're looking at you. And as far as that cutting of the eyebrow, Star, there are a lot of Korean or Asian women. I'm going to say Asian women, maybe African too, but they shave their eyebrows off and have it tattooed on that,
and
so that they never
right.
have to work. And I just be like, really?
Wow. Yeah. The advertising agency, the beauty companies, you know, they have all of us feeling like we're not enough. We're not thin
exactly.
enough. We're not tall enough. We're not pretty enough. We're not light enough.
Yep.
We're not dark
yep.
enough. You know, I mean, we're just not enough. And they're selling us the other half to make us enough. And then we still ain't enough in other eyes. So I don't know how we can convince each other and ourselves to let all that advertising and the magazines and all of that go and just be you.
When you love yourself, when you can look in the mirror and look into your eyes in the mirror and say, "I love you."
Yes.
You don't need anything else.
Yep.
Because you know you've taken care of yourself, and it's taken whatever for me to really get it. Because I did the same thing. I wore the makeup. Not face makeup, because my mom didn't do face makeup, and she didn't even use eyebrow pencil or mascara. She didn't do anything because she was born in Poland, so she wasn't even She wasn't even born in America, so she didn't do any of that stuff. But I put on mascara today. These days, I put mascara and lipstick. That's the extent of my makeup. But something I wrote last night that I want to share with you Star, when you were talking about this, you know, this woman and how can we say things, and your man who eventually turned to be your husband, and you could have taken what he said negatively and been angry at him. So congratulations to you for hearing the love in his voice to recognize what he was saying to you. This is what I wrote last night. When it comes to choices for ourselves, one size does not fit all. What works for me, works for me.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So what works for you, Star, and what works for you, Sandy, works for you.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that term. Oh, go ahead, Sandy.
Okay, just real quick. What I was going to say to that that process of how do we change this is I look in the mirror and I'll be like, "You one fine foxy mama, you," right? And I'll wink at myself, throw a little smile up there, you know, twist a little bit. And that really changes, you know, how you feel, how you carry yourself. Because if we're waiting for somebody else to do that, maybe that's why they're putting on all of that additional and why they're going so unauthentic, you know, in the covering up and the, you know, the weeds and the wigs and the, you know, all of this other stuff. Like I said, I've worn it all, but it was never to a place like it is to me, and it just may be, you know, every generation says the same thing, but I think that it is more exaggerated now than it was, just like the food and the obesity issue and all of that. It seems like everything is just more exaggerated. Go ahead, Star.
Yeah, it is. I was going to say that whole premise about self-love. You know, when you speak about self-love to people, they immediately get defensive and say, "Well, I love myself. I don't know what you're talking about, honey. I love myself." But they don't really understand that what we do and don't do to ourselves compared to what we do and don't do for those that we love outside of ourselves is very different. You know, we don't love ourselves the way we love others. And if we love ourselves the way we love others, that puts self-love on a whole nother level. You know, if you truly exhibit self-love, put the donut down, sister. Put the donut down. If you truly love yourself, you're going to get out and walk 30 minutes, and it doesn't matter that you just got your hair done. See, because you're thinking that you're loving yourself because you just paid $95 at the beauty shop to get your hair done, but you can't put on a pair of tennis shoes and go outside and walk for 30 minutes for free. That's self-love.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So, yeah. So if that term really has to be broken down so that people can really understand. No one is accusing you of not loving yourself, just asking you to open up your eyes and truly see the difference between what loving yourself is and what not knowing that you're not loving yourself is. So,
Well, it's the caretaking. You know, when if I were to say to somebody who would say to me, I love myself, and my response would be, that's great. So if you were to make a list of all the things that you do for yourself that has you say you love yourself, could you make a list of all those things? And who's on the top of your list when you make a list of all the very, very important people that are in your life? If you're not on the top of that list, you've missed the point.
Right.
You know,
so let me just interject
suggest-
here a little bit, you guys. Our scheduled guest speaker for today, Kaylin Young, just let me know that her phone died. It went crazy. She didn't know. She tried to repair it. And so, again, technology, it did what it did. But we'll bring her back on at another time. That's what we'll do for her and see if we can do something differently. But go ahead with the conversation. So let me just open up. We got about 15 minutes left in the show. So anyone that has a comment, want to share in this discussion, I welcome you. The call-in number is 516-531-9819. And if you're already on the call, if you just hit 1 on your dial, it will let me know that you want to speak live on air with us. So we're talking about taking matters into our own hands. And so I'm going to continue with our two speakers that we have now, Madeline and Star.
Okay. I want to share the last part of what I was saying about caretaking, self-caretaking. When I coach people, I will create the scenario, and the scenario is this. Imagine you have your newborn baby in your arms. Just imagine. Close your eyes. Imagine that you're holding this newborn baby. How would you take care of this baby that you are so madly in love with? How would you take care of this baby? Tell me. And so they'll tell me how they would take care of this baby. You are this baby. Wrap your arms around yourself and take care of yourself exactly the way you just said you would take care of the newborn, because that is you. And then life becomes real simple.
Yes. That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And people can't do it. I've watched it over the years, over the last 50 years. People can't do it. They can't take care of themselves first. They think it's selfish.
Yeah.
So
you know what? I'm sorry.
I know, right? We always do that.
I know. That's why I don't even say you go ahead. I'm going to take it this time. So, and that's exactly the thing. We're raised to be unselfish, especially girls. They're raised to put themselves on the back burner and put everybody before them. And if they have the nerve to want to be first or care for themselves, then they're chastised. You're just selfish. And so selfish becomes a bad word, you know.
Right.
It's not selfish. It's for self. You know, it's a poor, I don't even know what. I mean, every dog wags its own tail. You don't see dogs wait around for somebody else to wag their tail, you know?
That's right.
We have to take care of ourselves. We have to do for us. We can't wait for other people to do because they're too busy doing for them. And so you got to put all that down. And sometimes, you know, mom and auntie and grandma, they were working with what they had to work with. This was how they were taught, and this is how they were raised. This is a new day. You know, women are dying early every year now because they don't know the complete sentence. No. No is a complete sentence. You know, be able to have some time set aside for yourself to do the things that you need to do and get what you need to have in order to carry on. So,
right.
Go ahead, Sam.
Okay, thank you. No. So this past Sunday, I had the privilege and the honor to share with three other women. So it was a small group, and we were all different races, different ages, and different economic backgrounds. Most of them were poor, though. I'll say poor. I'll use that because I think that paints a more vivid picture. And when we started sharing with each other and really talking from our heart to each other, we realized how alike we all are. If you were raised in a wealthy situation, even though you may have been given one image to portray, you were still being brainwashed and conditioned into something that was just so unnatural for you. Like the one that came from, we use the term came from money, and so I'm going to stick with that. So the one woman that came from money, her mom told her that the only reason you go to college is to get a husband. So you're not going for no education. You're not going to learn anything. You're not going to apply it to anything. All you're doing is going to get a husband. Another person, we were sharing about how the words that were used with us as young girls, Hispanic, white, Asian, me, is they were all undercutting. You know, they kind of like cut you at the core so that you didn't stand proud and stand, you know, erect and say, I'm beautiful and I'm this, I'm smart, I'm intelligent, because the words that came from out of the house did everything but that. And so we got to a place where we're like, we need to have these discussions more and more. And I'm not sure if it applies to the men as well. I think sometimes men have a whole different conversation going on with each other about their strengths and possibilities and opportunities. But for women, we have been cutting each other down. We have been led to believe that we shouldn't trust each other within our own race, within other races, within our own family. Don't trust another woman. And we got all of this nonsense going on in our heads. But if we can sit down and start saying, you know, like, everybody have these same issues. We're all the same. So let's now come and find that center, and let's operate from that. And I strongly believe, and I had a psychiatrist in California back in the early 80s that shared this belief with me too. When women realize the power we have, and we utilize that to bring love, peace, and harmony to this world, then and only then will the situation turn around. We won't have the wars to prove who's got the biggest whatever, whatever, right? And so when we seek to find commonality between us is when we become more powerful. And that conversation with those other ladies was just amazing to me, just amazing. Because, you know, I thought, you know, like, well, if you white and, you know, your family got money and you being raised in a mansion, you know, well, you know, everything cool over here with you. But I think she was probably more damaged than me coming from the ghetto, you know, coming from Watts, California, you know. So it's just because we hear this stuff as we're coming up as to what happened to other households, and a person that's telling you what's happening at another household have no clue because they ain't in that other household. But we believe it as truth, and maybe that's why we believe the doctors. Star, Madeline, I'm not sure which one of you guys said that, but maybe that's the reason why we've given all the power to somebody else.
Yeah, it was Madeline that said it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but the evolution of our consciousness is risen to a point in my circle, because I can only talk about my circle because I'm only here, that we are paying closer attention to taking care of ourselves, because we meet every Friday. There's a group of us that meet every Friday from our Smile Club gathering. And more people are showing up, and it's just, it's delightful because we, like the Blog Talk Radio, Sandy Rogers show, we talk about stuff that isn't spoken about outside that room.
Right.
So, you know, we're here to encourage one another and sharing our strengths and sharing our weaknesses and sharing how we broke through into a new paradigm from an old one. And
right.
It's just, it's beautiful to watch the evolution. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And you've been doing that over a year, I know of. So how long were you doing it before? Because I met you September of 18.
Right. Well, the smile cards were originated in 2014.
Okay.
So I've been giving them out for 5 years. So it's close to 10,000. And I know that by how many I've had printed, I'm getting down to the last few hundred, which will make
awesome.
10,000 cards. It's truly, it's mind blowing when I think about it, because when I started, it was Easter 2014. When I gave out my first 50, it was like, whoa, I gave out 50 cards. It is so cool. And now it's close to 10,000. It blows me away.
And now you're having the weekly groups, and that just started this year, though, right?
Correct, January.
Or have you been doing January?
No, the weekly just started January this year.
Yeah. And so, you know, if we could all, and that's my point, if we could all do something, you know, it doesn't have to be large, but if we can all do something to bring that peace and harmony into the world, we will all be recipients of the rewards, you know?
Yeah, yep, yep. Well, if you two would be open to texting me your snail mail address, I would send you some smile cards.
Woo-hoo!
I would love to send you some smile cards.
Yes, ma'am.
And
so
then,
anybody else listening?
Okay. Well, we'll have to take your information. I don't have it.
I've got it.
Okay.
Yeah. And we'll have to put, so this is the way we can do it. For anyone wanting a smile card, send me an email at lifeloveandwellness@gmail.com. So that's LIFELOVEAND. WELLNESS@gmail.com. And I will forward the information on to Madeline. They are just the energy. You can feel the energy in them. They're awesome. And thank you for doing that, Madeline. And
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. Yeah.
Yeah. And I would also
it would feel good for an energy exchange, not from the two of you, but for anybody who has a desire to have some cards, to put a dollar in my PayPal account just for postage.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would feel good.
You gotta learn it. You gotta learn the way, the right way to do the business, man. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Oh, this has been
a
great show, and I am not quite sure where Kaylin is physically. I know she's not in the Atlanta area, and so we appreciated her sharing with us in the very beginning, but we do have an appreciation for how technology does not always work the way that it should, but we were still able to carry on a conversation in regards to her subject matter. And so I thank Madeline and Star for coming on and sharing your points of view. We've got about 5 minutes left. If there's anybody that has something that they would like to say, now would be the time, either by calling the 516-531-9819 or pushing 1 on the dial to speak live with us. Otherwise, we're going to rock these last 4 minutes right on out and see who's got what. I'm good for what I've said for today. Madeline, Star, either one of you guys want to add?
I'm so good. My bar got raised from when I first hit the 1 to, you know, connect with you. I was on a whole different plateau. So when energy is shared, it is just the best of the best. Just the best.
Yeah.
When it's community and love and it's the best.
I am
blessed that I get to have the two of you in my world right now.
Thank you.
That's so sweet. Well, I'm happy that I got a chance to air my pet peeve of the long eyelashes and, you know, the makeup. Yeah, so I don't have to look, you know, all around and in back of me for fear that I'm going to be beat up. So thank you for the safe space.
Yeah. It's all a cartoon, Star. We're all cartoons, and everybody has their costume to add the cartoon strip. It's hysterical.
It is.
It is, and that's how I view it, because otherwise I would make myself crazy looking at people and saying, are you for real? I mean, what's crawling across your face?
Like,
really?
I'm telling you, that lady took me by so surprised by today. I just was like stopped in my tracks. And you know how you don't want to stare and you know, I mean, but she was just, I was like, oh my God, no, you know? So,
Staring is okay. I stare at people and they'll say, what are you looking at? And I'll say, I'm looking at you. Because we're all pieces of art on this planet, and I'm looking at you because you're a piece of art on this planet.
I'm going to use that piece of art. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to add that to my language.
Good.
I'd be stumped for a word. I'd be like, huh?
Well, because we are. Isn't it true that one of the great things that we do is people watch? Everybody loves to watch people, right? Because we're all pieces of art.
That's my favorite pastime, people watching.
People watching. Absolutely. Way, way fun.
Well, everybody, tune in with us next week at the same time. Our guest next week is Carla DeRosa. She's doing a special event here in Atlanta on New Year's Day, and we're going to be talking about that and some of the participants that she's going to be showcasing at this Rock the New Year. And she and I have been educators together, instructors, and I just love her dearly. Star has been working with her as well. And remember that we have our show, Now What? Where Do I Go From Here? On Thursdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. It's the same call-in and the same Blog Talk Radio if you do this by your computer. So it's blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers and 516-531-9819 is the call-in number. And that is it for us for today. I want to thank Madeline and Star and especially Kaylin Young, who started with us but had some technical issues and could not continue with telling us about her company, which is called Naturally Phased. And so you guys check her out, naturallyphased.com. I love you all, and I will see you.
Love you. I love you, Star. I love you, Sandy.
Best week of your
life. Love you,
Sandy.
Woo-hoo.
Bye.